We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, we talk a lot about recruiting on this show.
Yes,
and
we do.
We don't really get into college basketball recruiting all that much. But how about this Bronny James situation here? And that's already come out that he's, they call him a pain in the ass. I say difficult to recruit. Which seems obvious, right, that he would be a little bit on the tough side here.
Coach, he's got a little different, yeah.
From an ACC coach, I tried to get involved, but you had to jump through 1,000 hoops just to get to the mom. You're not allowed to talk to the kid. You have to schedule a time on Tuesday or Thursday with the publicist just to talk to the mom. So we got that. I mean, look.
So you want LeBron James' kid, huh? Well, here's the situation.
I sent you a thing yesterday. You see what he's worth at NIL?
I did.
$7.5 million or something, which is probably low. I mean, he's going to be.
I guess
he gets whatever Nike deal he wants. But
so I'm really curious to see how good he and honestly his brother, how good they're both going to be, because their dad obviously is one of the greats to ever play. I am really, really curious to see.
Well, Bronny's good. Like, he can
play. Bronny's going to have to. Well, we got to see it.
Yeah, but I mean, he is good, though. He's a McDonald's All-American. He was named to that team. He's like the second recruit in the class here. Says, allegedly, is the top three of Ohio State, Oregon, and USC.
We know his dad's a big Ohio State fan, okay? We know he lives in Los Angeles. I don't know. I'd go over UCLA, over USC, but I'm curious to see what happens with it, but you're right. That's going to be a high-maintenance recruiting job there.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see how that plays out. All right, let's jump out of sports for a second here. Have you seen these YouTube prankers that we have? You ever seen these videos where they screw with people in public and then afterwards, like, I'm just joking? Like,
I saw the grocery store one where guys were cutting cheese and the women were all getting upset, and they thought it was funny. Going all over.
So these videos are all over the place. So one guy thought it would be funny to pretend to steal people's luggage at an airport, right? Like, they're walking, he comes up and takes their bag. Ha, 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 like, I stole your bag. It's like, first of all, people are, you know, you're in the airport, you're walking around with your luggage. You're probably not, like, in the frame of mind to be
probably not a great
with.
Place to be messing around these days.
No. Yeah. So we had a situation in the airport here where this guy comes and he tries to grab the luggage. And there's just a video of the guy grabbing him by the hair, and they're screaming. The cops come. Everyone gets thrown down. It turns into, like, a whole thing. Moral of the story is this YouTube pranking thing, like, I know this is, like, a newer thing here. This has got to stop, man. Like, you got to leave people alone in public. You shouldn't be videotaping people in public. That's another problem for another day, by the way. Everyone taking pictures of people, posting them online.
Correct.
There's, like, no privacy anymore, but we got to stop pranking people in public, man, because, again, like, you're going to prank the wrong guy. Like, this guy was pissed.
So everybody's trying to get millions and millions of followers, right?
Yes.
Follow me, bro.
All right. Have you seen this, Joe? The new Oreo cookie flavor that's about to be released here.
So, Woody, I wish you didn't bring up the Oreo cookie the other night. We had a big tub of them, and I thought I'd have one or two.
Yeah, well, you can't.
I threw down 12.
12, wow.
12 of them.
Okay.
God, they're good. That's got to be the Oreo cookie with the extra cream in the middle. That's got to be one of the greats of all time.
The double stuffed?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of the extra cream ones, but I can see why you like those. Anyway, this one is similar. It's called the Most Oreo Oreo, and it's a cookie that has, you know, it has the two little, the top, like, you know, the top cookies, right?
Yeah.
Sandwiches. And on the inside, it's got cream with more little Oreos in it. So it's like a cookies and cream inside the cream.
Sounds pretty good.
So that's the new Oreo, and apparently you can actually pre-order these things online if you're that much of a psycho and you need them, like, right when they come out. You can pre-order them.
I got
to
tell you.
Otherwise, you're going to have to wait till the end of January at a suggested retail price of $4.99.
Woody, you can open those and leave them. They're good like a month later.
Oreos? Yeah, good. Well, I would assume they use a lot of preservatives in there to keep them fresh for you.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, this one was on TMZ. I debated whether to do this or not. Obviously, we have decided to go with it here.
Well, I'm a TMZ guy. I'm glad you are.
The headline reads, "Hunting accident, dog shoots and kills owner." This was a strange one here, man. Like, usually you don't see the dog shooting the owner.
No.
I'm not laughing because the guy died.
Were you trying to be straight-faced and say that?
I was trying to be straight-faced. But it said a man was shot and killed in a hunting accident where his dog reportedly pulled the trigger.
I have no idea how that could happen.
What did he, maybe gave him the gun to chew on or something while they were driving, or, you know, like. That's a strange way to go.
Yeah,
out.
That's,
let's put it that way. That's a strange way
I
to go.
I got quiet out on you, Woody, because.
Well, it's like, how did they die? Well, the dog shot them.
I've had rifles and shotguns, and I don't know how that would happen. And dogs around, bird dogs always around, and hunting dogs always around growing up. And I never saw my uncle get shot in the ass or something. Like, damn, I forgot to put the safety on the gun.
Stuck his paw in there and pulled the trigger.
That's a crazy story.
Be safe out there, everyone.
Yeah, be safe.
Speaking of being safe, this was another very strange one that came across our desk here, Joe. People are trying to bypass the high price of eggs by cutting out the middleman and just buying their own chickens. You don't shop, so you wouldn't know this, but eggs have become very expensive. Now, a lot of people have different theories. Some people just like to, you know, blame the government or whatever, because that's, you know, kind of
Woody, I got to tell
easy
you,
way out. But
so where I live,
yes,
a lot of people have their own chickens and raise their own eggs.
That may be so.
That Davy thing out there, there's a lot of people.
Well, let me get to that for a second here, Joe. So raising your own chickens could be very dangerous here. Backyard poultry can have salmonella and other stuff. So bacteria-wise, they could
Jeez.
Be. Well, they're animals, you know. And since the CDC cautions parents to keep their children under the age of 5 from touching them, all this stuff, I don't know. But they're trying to bypass the middleman here and get their own eggs.
Let me ask you, do you eat a lot of eggs?
I don't eat a ton of eggs. I'm not a big breakfast guy, but we do keep them in the house. But they have gotten expensive. They are expensive.
So I had for lunch yesterday scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And for dinner in my salad, I had hard-boiled eggs. Cut up a little bit.
Well, it's high in cholesterol, but that's, you know, it's okay.
Thanks, Woody.
I know you're trying to be a vegan now, so we'll.
I'm just
we'll
a real health
it,
nut. Yeah, you could tell.
A lot of chickens, by the way. Did you know this? Like, I was reading about why the prices are so high. A lot of chickens died from the avian flu. I think it was. There was like a chicken flu that was going around.
I didn't know that.
So less chickens equals less eggs. Supply demand.
I'm going to be honest with you though. If eggs disappear, I'm okay.
Really. I disagree with you on that because they use eggs. You ever eat a cake or any of that kind of stuff?
Of course.
Yeah, they use eggs for that.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'm wrong. Man, I love birthday cake. Are you
kidding
me?
Yeah, well, you use eggs in baking. Not that you would know that.
The Publix birthday cake?
There's eggs in a lot of stuff, man.
Wow.
It's like an essential item, you know?
Okay.
Like if eggs go away, chickens are going to go away.
I made a few cakes. You're right. I forgot about that. I can make a cake. I can make a cake from scratch.
Okay. How do you think of the headlines? That a little weird. Some of those stories.
You're all over the place today, but that's okay.
Thing was a little
I don't know how to. I don't have to respond to that. It wasn't down here, right?
No, it wasn't good. Down here. There's not a lot of people not hunting down here, right? Unless you're out for.
It's
like,
a big hunting
iguanas
area.
Iguanas or alligators.
No, listen. I was blown away. There's a lot of people that hunt down here, hunt ducks and quail and stuff out in the Everglades.
What's the difference between a duck and a quail? Do you know?
I can't explain it.
You used to hunt for duck, right?
Everything.
What's the sound that, dove, that you make to get them to come?
Quail, pheasant.
Can you do the sound really
geese,
quick?
Geese, ducks.
What's the difference, geese and ducks?
Wild turkey. We got a ton of wild turkeys up where I'm from. Tons of them. They're everywhere. Like, run around in families of like 20. My buddy took me, he was showing me his new house when I went home, and he goes, look at this, man, wild turkey. I go, good God, man. He goes, oh, they're all over the place. So, anyway, we got 8 o'clock hour coming. I don't know why I went back to Marysville, California. There's no reason for that. Jeff Darlington, man. Jeff Darlington can help us with the Fangio thing. He's got some stuff out on Vic Fangio, who's meeting with the Miami Dolphins, a former defensive coordinator and, of course, head coach with the Denver Broncos. And we'll also get caught up with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Can't get enough Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Hey, right now, can't get enough air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing, because if you have problems, whether it's air conditioning or plumbing, Air Around the Clock's ready to take really, really good care of you. Great service. Started this thing 30-plus years ago. Big Daddy Lenny said it's going to be built on great service with really good people working for me. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. The plumbing part of the company, licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems. What you do is you go out and hire the best people. You tell them, we're going to work, but you're going to make money. And then on top of that, any kind of plumbing problems, they got great plumbers, like I said, indoors and out, to take care of any kind of problem. We're water heater kings of South Florida. We got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters for you for same day installation. That's the goal every day and always has been at the company. Same day and financing plans, 855-PLUMBER. Just go to 855-PLUMBER. Family owned and operated. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Listen, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is about great people and great service for you and getting it all taken care of quickly at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.